Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on this program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given either by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. I'm offended. That is offensive to me. You must not do that because it offends me. You know, you often hear statements such as these on television, radio, or any number of media outlets. And those that use these type of sentiments, they throw them down like a gauntlet, daring you to continue. You know, it's as if the fact that they are offended should cause you to stop whatever it is you're saying or doing that offends them. Somehow, "I'm offended" has become the verbal alarm that signals some sort of a mistake or some misstep on the part of the speaker. You know, the fact is, however, just because a person is offended is not necessarily a reason to stop saying or doing something. In fact, we read that Jesus often offended people, but we notice in his case that did not stop him from preaching and teaching the truth. When a person takes offense at something, it often says much more about the heart of the one that's offended than it does about the person who supposedly caused the offense. There was on one occasion in particular that after Jesus taught about how that the Pharisees had abused God's word, that his apostles came to him and he said, and we read this in Matthew 15, in verse 11, it said, "Do you not know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" You know, again, it's almost as if the apostles thought like many people do today. They seem to be indicating that because Jesus had offended the Pharisees, then he needed to stop teaching those things, or at least change his message. But you know, Jesus thought nothing of the sort. He knew that his message offended the Pharisees because of the hardness of their hearts, not because of the way the message was delivered. Jesus understood that the hearts of the Pharisees needed changing, not his message or even the way that he delivered it. So he responded to the apostles there in Matthew 15 in verse 14. He said, "Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind." Surely we can agree that the Pharisees would have been further offended by Jesus' follow-up comments. Their offense, however, was misplaced. They were blind to the truth. They should not have been offended at Jesus' message. Jesus' message was the truth that God had sent him here to speak. Remember, Jesus made that statement in John chapter 8 and verse 32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Over in the book of Mark, in Mark chapter 6, if you have your Bibles, and I always encourage you, if you have that opportunity, to use them in the course of our study on this program, turn over with me to Mark chapter 6. And I'd like for us to begin reading verse 1 and read down through verse 6. "Then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many, hearing him, were astonished, saying, 'Where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house." And now he can do no mighty works there, except that he had laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Then he went about the villages in a circuit teaching. What we've read here in Mark chapter 6 tells about a time when Jesus returned to his hometown of Nazareth. He went to the synagogue and he preached the word as he often did in other places. The townspeople that heard him, they murmured, "Where did this man get these things? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And then the text states, "And they were offended at him." You see, the fact that they were offended didn't mean that Jesus had done something wrong. It didn't mean that he should have taken a different approach to preaching in his hometown. It meant only that the hearts of the hearers were calloused. They were sinful, and they refused to recognize God's message when it was preached. But Jesus never cowered to the "I'm offended, so you must stop" tactic, and neither should we. In fact, at one time, Jesus preached to a great multitude of his disciples. Many of his own disciples did not understand the message, and they murmured about Jesus' preaching. We read about this when we turn over to the book of John. In John, if I can find it, I'm sorry, I'm taking time, but in John chapter 6, we read down in the latter part of the chapter at verse 61. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you?" So when Jesus asked them, "Does this offend you?" there in that 61st verse, many in our day would say that if Jesus offended the crowd, he was sinning, and that he needed to change his message. He needed to change his delivery style, or he needed some way, somehow, to reword his statement to be less offensive. But Jesus, however, responded by saying, "What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before?" So that's what we see in verse 62. What was Jesus' point? Well, if the people were offended with Jesus' message that he was the bread that came down from heaven, just think how the world they would react if they saw Jesus ascend back into heaven, which was what he planned to do in the very near future. And of course, we read that he does in Luke chapter 24, verses 50 and through verses 50 through 53. You know, along this point here, it's interesting that when Stephen was martyred over in Acts chapter 7, that he made the statement that he saw Jesus in heaven, and here's the quote that Stephen made, "standing at the right hand of God." We read that in Acts 7, verse 56. And we see in that case, when Stephen made that remark to the people to whom he was speaking with, we find that verse 57 of Acts chapter 7 says that this statement so offended the mob that they, quote, "they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him." And of course, we know what ultimately happens to Stephen. But that was when Stephen said he saw the Lord standing at the right hand of God. So what we have here in Jesus' preaching concerning his body and his blood his flesh and his blood. This, of course, was offensive, and so Jesus is saying, what if I were to say that, you know, what would you see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? So the point was that if the people were offended with Jesus' message that he was the bread that come down from heaven, just think of how they would react if they saw Jesus ascend back into heaven. See, not only did he refuse to quit preaching, he did not change his message, but he added something to the message that the audience would have had more problems accepting. So obviously Jesus did not tell or did not feel the need to stop preaching or to change his message because his audience happened to be offended. And two, it's certainly true that Christians should let their speech, as stated in Colossians 4 and verse 6, be with grace, seasoned with salt. We need to be sure that our speech is of that nature. It's also true that Christians should avoid unnecessary offense. We find that in such passages as Matthew chapter 17. Notice with me what we read in verse 27. He says, "Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that come up first. And when you've opened its mouth, you'll find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you." This was over the matter of whether or not that Jesus paid his taxes. And we find that Jesus said on occasions such as that, lest we offend them. So it is then that the gospel, when it comes to the absolute gospel, the gospel is exclusive. The gospel is offensive to many people. And those with dishonest hearts, those with sinful hearts, they're going to always be offended. They're going to be offended at the simplicity of the gospel, of the truth. They're going to be offended at the straightforwardness of the truth. So as Christians, we should follow the example of our Lord. We must never be bullied into silence or intimidated into changing the message simply because a person or a group is offended at the truth. In fact, in teaching the truth to the Galatians, Paul said, "Have I become your enemies because I tell you the truth?" So when it comes to the gospel, the truth of God's word, and God's word is truth, John 17:17, we must never be intimidated by the simple fact that someone might say that they're offended. Yes, truth offends. It offended when Jesus taught it, and it will offend people today the same way when it is taught. We see your time is gone. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.